It's Power Back Time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each episode brings you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've unintentionally given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back. The term work-life balance has been packaged in a neat little box and put on with a little bow and shoved in your face as if it's something that we should be able to achieve and maintain in our lives. Which is why today's Power Back episode is Work-Life Balance is Bullshit. Today, we're going to get a sheet of paper. We're going to write the term work-life balance on it. We're going to crumble that fucker up and we're going to safely light it on fire. And then we're going to reframe it, my friends, into something that is real, obtainable, and way more fucking fulfilling. Before we dig into that, though, I want to let you know that the next Mindfuckery workshop, my friends, happens starting November 6th. This is a 5-day workshop to help you get out of your head, out of your own way, and start making aligned decisions and actions. Actually start moving forward on the thing you keep thinking about, the dream you keep pondering on, the life that you keep vision boarding about. When you have all that fucking mindfuckery going on in your head, it's really hard to take steps forward. But the great news is, it's 110% possible. If you're a member of the Gutsy Collective Inner Circle, the workshop is included. And if not, you can go to lauraora.com. There is a beautiful banner at the top of the page that you can click on and grab your seat today. The last group that went through this, the resounding feedback was that this workshop was life-changing, and it would be my absolute honor to guide you through that as well. Again, go to lauraora.com, click on the workshop at the top, and I'll see you on the inside. All right, back to this work-life balance bullshit. Oh, look, if you have been trying to live this, to maintain this, to uphold this expectation, and it's just not working, I want to let you know that you are amongst the common here. This is normal to not be able to maintain this perfectly balanced life and work. It legitimately does not exist. It is this expectation. It is this buzzword. It's this feeling like we should be able to have everything always perfectly ironed out. As if your work, your home, your spouse life, your relationships, your friendships, your kids, your fucking laundry, as if all of those things should always be perfectly in line. And let's not forget about our own selves, your health, your happiness, your joy, your adventure. Those things don't usually get equated into work-life balance, now do they? No, they usually get pushed off to the side, if at all, on the table. Because it's this expectation that we should have all of these other things figured out first, and then we will achieve the happiness, the health, the adventure in our own lives. And if you can't tell, I'm a little saucy about this fucking topic because it makes women feel like less of who they are. And notice how I say women, because this is very, very much a female-focused term. How many times have you heard someone say to a man, how is your work-life balance? Do you need more work-life balance? And I'm not saying it doesn't exist. And it may exist a little bit more today than it has in previous years. But the majority of this is focused on women. The term work-life balance, we're just debunking it, right? Today, I'm giving you permission to say fuck you to this, to let this literally go. We are going to write it on a piece of paper. We're going to crumble that bitch up and we're going to go outside and light that bitch on fire. Because work-life balance is creating unrealistic expectations for you, your career, and your life. It further strengthens the inner critic that is already telling you such horrible things about who you are. It's reinforcing perfectionism as if things need to be held to a standard level. It actually divides your time, your energy, and your resources. Because when you're doing one thing, you're thinking about how you're not doing the next thing. And when you start to do that thing, then your mind wants to go to the other thing. And I truly believe that it promotes abandonment of self. Because when we are always outwardly looking on how we can balance things, balance career, balance life, balance relationships, balance responsibilities, it is continuously saying that our needs do not matter, that everyone and everything else must be taken care of first, and that we will get what's left over. And you and I both know that that usually is not very much, if anything at all. So if you've been trying to achieve work-life balance and it's not been working, I want to let you know that that's not your fault. It's because it is this expectation from society that's trying to tell us that it's something that we must do. So what if today we just delete that from our vocabulary? If you've got a little sign on your desk, you can donate it. If it's an action item in your agenda, scratch that bitch out. Because today, we're going to reframe this. Because the concept of work-life balance is kind of there, right? The idea of like evenly having things there and around and like having things under control. It's the way that it's presented and shoved down your throat that makes it not work at all. So what if, hear me out, we shift from balance to presence. Presence is about fully being in the moment, being present where you're at and with the people that you're with. It's about consciously making decisions, like truly being there and feeling things and hearing things and absorbing things. It's about focus, intentional focus, completion. And while things don't always get completed in one sitting, it's about really being able to see things through. And it's about embodiment, about joy and fulfillment, and just like really being where you are. Now, before we even get into that any further, we're just going to go ahead and debunk some bullshit, because presence is not about perfection. Because I know at least one of you right now is like, okay, I want to be present, but I've got a million things going on, my to-do list this, and I'm always being interrupted, and the kid's pulling at my leg, and I get that. I'm not saying that this is about perfection. In fact, you can probably light that shit on fire as well. Because the reality is, life still happens. You're going to be knee-deep in a project at work, and you're going to get a call from your kiddo's school saying somebody is throwing up. You're also going to be home or at the park with your kids and your mind's going to wander into work. Or you're going to be out with friends or meeting new people or trying new things and your brain's going to tell you that you shouldn't be there. Maybe you're going to be at work and you're going to be working on a project, but you can't help but think about the thing that you actually want to be doing. This is all normal human stuff, okay? That's where we get this like inner guilt and shame that like, oh, well, now I'm supposed to be present, but I don't feel present, so now I feel like shit again. This is where we stop doing that to ourselves, because your presence, it's intentional. You want to be where you are. You want to feel fulfilled. You want to like remember the shit that you're doing. You want to feel good when you're finished doing something, not continuously beating yourself up now for a new term. And that's really what it boils down to, is being softer with yourself, understanding that you are a human. You have human thoughts, feelings, desires, emotions, and every situation is not always going to be nailed. Some days at work, it's just going to suck, right? You're just not going to be into it. You're not going to be there. You're going to have a really hard time being present with it. And the same goes with any other activity at work, with your kids, with your friends, with your spouse. It is not your responsibility to create a perfectly balanced life. Let me say that one more time for you. It is not your responsibility to create a perfectly balanced life. Why? Because it doesn't exist. And that's why it's been so fucking hard to maintain it. But if you start to switch over to presence, to being more in the space that you're at, this is going to start to fuel your connection. You're going to remember things more clearly. You're going to build memories. You're going to get new, fresh ideas. You're going to feel better, way better, during and after. So when you start to kind of go off the rails and like, okay, I'm not super present and I feel myself doing that squirrely thing again, There's two very, very simple things that you can do in the moment. First is just recognize it. We're just noticing. Notice what your thoughts are doing. Notice how you're feeling. What's going on in your body? Am I multitasking again? Am I looking at my phone and I'm on my computer and I'm talking to somebody outside all at the same time? Is my attention divided? Am I trying to do and be too many things right now? Maybe I'm having big emotions and I don't really know what to do with it. I'm just starting to notice my thoughts and my feelings. When you notice, you bring yourself back into your conscious mind and body. And when you do that, you can consciously choose how to move forward. Versus the alternative is you just keep spiraling, you keep doing things the same way, you keep experiencing the same thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and nothing changes. After you have recognized it, give yourself a second. Like, okay, I can see what's going on now. I understand where this feeling is coming from. Now's your opportunity to reconnect with the moment. This is where you come back into the space, right? You're reconnecting with what you're doing, what your tasks are, what your goals are, what the big picture for this moment is. What is the why behind this? If your brain is going 1,000 miles an hour, way faster than what your hands can move, then write things down. You don't have to like dismiss these thoughts when you're doing something else, but you don't have to remember them either. So I'm a huge fan of grabbing a notebook and being like, okay, this is not for now, but I don't want it in my brain anymore. So let me just jot it down and then I can get back into the moment that I'm in. Sometimes it's a quick and simple change of scenery. Getting outside, getting some sunshine, walking down the street to get a cup of coffee, shaking it out, putting some music on, dancing in your office, dancing in your freaking living room. Like, what is it that you need to do to reconnect back into the moment? And a really, really big one in every aspect of your life is silencing notifications. That shit is so distracting, and that will pull you in 1,000 directions. At any given moment. In fact, I forgot to silence my notifications while I'm recording this, literally real time right now, and I can feel my Apple Watch going off. And you know what that does? It starts to divide my attention. And instead of beating myself up about it, I'm just going to notice it. Aha, I remember that leaving those on distracts me when I'm trying to focus, and that divides my attention, and then I feel anxious, and then I don't feel accomplished, and everything feels like it's going to hell in a handbasket. So I literally just paused this for 3 seconds. I put on Do Not Disturb, and here I am back again. That was not planned, by the way, but beautifully integrated as an example. This is not about perfection, right? Like, I forgot that not having my phone on silence makes me distracted. It pulls me out of the moment. But I can reconnect very quickly and I don't have to beat myself up about it. When you are present, you are connected. You get to experience the thing that you're doing. You get to be in the space that you're at. It's so much more fulfilling. Like, you truly get to do the thing that you need and want to do. You get to release the guilt. Like, when I'm working, I want to work. I don't want to do all and be all for all people because there are things that I need to accomplish. And for me, a lot of the work that I do, like, I have to feel embodied. I have to be present in the moment. And when I'm trying to balance like 14 different things at one time, it doesn't flow the same way. So I don't feel guilty for setting boundaries. If you missed last week's Power Back episode, go back for that one. Around my work time and what I'm doing, and the Do Not Disturb goes on. In the same sense that when I'm with my family, I don't feel bad about not doing work. Is that true for every single moment? No. Does my mind wander to work? Absolutely. But if my brain gets full of a bunch of shit, I write it down, I get back into what I'm doing. Instead of having balance, what if you started to embrace having presence? What if you got back into the moments that you're living in, my friend? Because these days are not getting shorter. These years are not slowing down. And if you don't start to truly absorb the moments that you're in, the experiences that you're in, the people that you're with, they will continue to pass you by. So nixing the boundary and embracing the presence is so enriching for you. Like it's a game changer for your energy. It's also a game changer for your mind. It's a game changer for your stress. Like it clears your mind. It gives yourself permission to do and be what you are in each moment. And releasing this expectation that things have to be perfectly balanced, it lowers your stress because you're not trying to maintain an unrealistic expectation. Instead, you just get to be. And how much more free-flowing is that? How much more simple is that? And is it about perfection? No. Are there going to be moments where it gets blurry? Yes. But by recognizing it and reconnecting, you can get yourself back on whatever track that you're on in each moment. So today I challenge you and ask you to consider, what's one area of your life where you can be more present? Let's choose one thing today where you can start to practice and implement this. Because I'll also tell you, because I know how you are, you're going to want to go through every aspect of your life, and then you're going to want to be present with everything, and it's going to be really big and really daunting, and then it's going to fall apart, and then you're going to beat yourself up. Am I right? Okay, so let's just not do that this time. Let's start with a small step. Let's start with one thing where you can start to practice being more present. By either silencing your notifications or fully immersing yourself or putting on a really great soundtrack and being in the moment. Choose one and play with it. See how it feels. Give yourself the opportunity to recognize and feel what presence actually feels like for you. Because I promise you, once you start to get a little bit of a taste of it, you're gonna wanna grow it. And at that point, you can. You can start to implement this more in your home life, in your relationships, at work, in your business. The goal is no longer work-life balance, okay? The goal is presence and fulfillment. And I'll tell you that it is substantially easier and substantially more fulfilling in every aspect. So I'd love to hear from you. What one area are you going to focus on? You can come over to Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram and send me a DM. Tell me what came up for you today. Tell me which area of your life or your business that you're going to focus a little bit more on presence. And if you're ready to really start shifting that mindfuckery that's going on in your brain on a consistent basis, reminder to go to lauraora.com and sign up for the Mindfuckery Workshop. We start on November 6th. We go for 5 days, and it very well could be the thing that kickstarts the next level of your life. Mucho love. And as always, until I see you next time, stay gutsy.